KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly cloudy and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be cloudy this morning, partly cloudy and windy today. This afternoon, that is a high around 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says those who question her status as a combat veteran are questioning thousands of other men and women who honorably serve their country. Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, was asked about the issue this week and says the criticism is likely generated by liberals after she gained attention on the national stage by winning her Senate race and then giving the Republican response to the president's State of the Union address.
It's very unfortunate because I am very proud of my service. And by law, I am defined as a combat veteran. I have never once claimed that I have a combat action badge. I have never claimed that I have had a Purple Heart. What I have claimed is that I have served in a combat zone. I have served with 150 soldiers who supported our warriors up in Iraq. And we all gave very honorable service.
An article in the Huffington Post questioned Ernst calling herself a combat veteran because she never came under fire. Ernst is a lieutenant colonel in the Iowa National Guard and did a tour of duty in Iraq, leading a transportation company.
There are many, many other soldiers, airmen, seamen out there that have served that haven't actually been hand-to-hand fighting with the enemy. Maybe they haven't been under fire. It was only by luck and the blessings of God that my soldiers did not encounter an assault, that we did not run over an IED.
She says it's unfortunate the critics have targeted her military service.
To dishonor our service by saying we're not worthy of being called combat veterans is insulting to the majority of men and women who serve their country honorably.
And Ernst says the men and women she served with are no less valuable soldiers than anyone else.
You know, it's unfortunate. I think they are throwing a bucket of cold water on those that step forward, raise their right hand, and say that they will defend our country against all enemies, whether foreign and domestic. I will honor those veterans and continue to do so until the day I die.
Ernst says all soldiers who served in the combat zone in Iraq encountered difficulties, and it's unfortunate they're being disparaged. Police in Clarinda made a felony drug arrest last night. At around 7 p.m., officers arrested 22-year-old Devin Ray Wallace of Clarinda at Wallace's home on 312 Chestnut Street. Wallace was taken into custody without incident on a felony bench warrant from the Page County District Court for violation of probation on an original charge of possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver. Wallace was remanded to the custody of Page County Jail and held on $10,000 cash bond. He'll have an initial appearance before the Page County Court later today. Police in Red Oak say no injuries were reported following a collision Tuesday afternoon at 4th and East Joy Streets. Officials say a 2005 Buick LeSabre driven by 16-year-old Lucas Malott of Emerson and a 2007 Ford Focus driven by 16-year-old Tyler McCann of Red Oak collided at around 1:40 p.m. when McCann failed to obey the yield sign and entered the intersection where his vehicle was struck on the passenger side. McCann was subsequently cited for failure to yield. Damage from the accident amounted to $13,000. A man who was wanted for being a fugitive from justice was arrested Tuesday in Montgomery County. 24-year-old Brian Lee Atterbury of Shenandoah was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail on warrants out of Nebraska and Missouri. Page County Sheriff's Office reports 39-year-old Tabitha Louise Hamilton of Clarinda was arrested Tuesday for a parole violation. She was already incarcerated in the Page County Jail on other pending charges. Hamilton was being held in the jail without bond. A stolen vehicle led to a foot pursuit in Council Bluffs that later resulted in the arrest Monday morning of a Fremont County man. Bluffs police say 32-year-old Justin E. Johnson of Sydney was arrested on suspicion of second-degree theft, possession of a concealed weapon, and eluding charges. Officials say when the owner of a Ford Mustang started his vehicle to warm it up at around 7 a.m. Monday, the vehicle was stolen from the 700 block of Willow Avenue. A friend later saw the car parked at a convenience store. A Council Bluffs police officer found Johnson about 2 hours later walking in the 300 block of McGee Avenue near where the car was parked. When the officer approached Johnson, the man took off on foot and entered a wooded area. Police were able to track him down in the snow and found him hiding behind a residence. After he was arrested, officers recovered a bag containing a long knife that Johnson had allegedly tossed into the woods. Police in Harlan arrested a 60-year-old Harlan man this week after they investigated a report of a car hitting a retaining wall at the Town and Country Credit Union. Robert Bogler was charged with OWI and failure to maintain control. He was taken into custody Monday after he left the scene and officers tried to stop his vehicle. Police followed Bogler to his residence where he was placed under arrest. The incident caused damage to a retaining wall and the vehicle. A dollar amount of the damage was not provided, though. And Harlan police say they made several arrests on Saturday, among them 35-year-old Nicholas Gare of Harlan, who was taken into custody as the result of an investigation into the theft of a van from the lot of the Express Lube and Tire Shop. The stolen van was located at a motel in Harlan. Gare was taken into custody at the motel and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with two counts of burglary in the third degree, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of stolen property. And 44-year-old Eddie Peterson of Harlan was taken into custody Saturday following a traffic stop. He was charged with driving under suspension, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to provide security against liability, non-accident related. Also, two subjects were arrested Saturday in Harlan after officers responded to a report of persons fighting outside the Lincoln Pines Apartments. 37-year-old Clinton Gardner and 36-year-old Paula Burnison, both of Harlan, were taken into custody and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where they were charged with intoxication in public. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.